is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning up here. Good morning out there, praise the Lord, in radio land. This is the Prophet Johnson Lee and Evangelist Luella Simpson, God's Spoken Word, coming to you on this beautiful first Sunday of April.
Amen.
Lord, I tell you, this year, getting back. All right, pray, baby, pray.
Lord, we thank you for another day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Bless all the real true saints in a special way. Get a hold to all their children, grandchildren, loved ones, all the man to be saved, all the backslider, the drug addict, the prostitute.
Yes.
Give them all the man to be saved, all our children, grandchildren, great-grand, loved ones, sisters and brothers. Give them all a mind to be saved like never before. We crying out for souls.
Yes.
Bless all the real true saints in a special way. All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for my husband in Jesus' name.
Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my wife. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. All right, we're going to go right into the word. The word is Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
It's Hallelujah. The same without it. Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Without the Holy Ghost, you're in trouble.
Amen.
Without the Holy Ghost, you ain't going to be able to make it. But matter of fact, without the Holy Ghost, you really can't, hallelujah, you can't decide nothing. Hallelujah. Because he said, all my way, all your ways are not as him.
Amen.
He'll direct your path. And only for him to direct your path, you need the spirit of him in you.
Amen.
Which is the comfort, which is the helper.
Praise
which that. Is the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Holy Ghost power.
Holy Ghost power.
Have you got to have the Holy Ghost up. Thank you, Jesus. That's why so many churches don't have no power.
Amen.
That's why they're going through the motion. Good God, am I there? That's why they worship washer and have stepping.
Praise
thank you, Jesus. It ain't nothing for to see a church turn out and time the people get on the outside. They go to lighten up. Thank you, Jesus. Then they go in their car and they got a little nip on there. Thank you, Jesus. And then some on that weekend, they done been to the club. Thank you, Jesus. Doing this and that, they're laying here and laying there. Good God Almighty. Why? They don't have the Holy Ghost. Without
praise
the Holy Ghost,
you'll
do ugly things. Without the Holy Ghost, you're going to do shameful things. Without the Holy Ghost, you're going to do sinful things. Without the Holy Ghost, you're going to dress hot. Handle without the Holy Ghost, you're going to walk contrary to God's word.
Preach the word.
Without the Holy Ghost, you can't live. You can't treat each other right. That's why men have lost so many good wives, because they don't treat them right. And the Bible tells the husband, don't be bitter toward the wife, and love the wife. Love the wife like Christ loved the church.
Amen.
You can't love without the Holy Ghost. You can't be
kind
without the Holy Ghost. You can't even talk right to each other without the Holy Ghost. Now I'm finna say something. And without the Holy Ghost, you can't go to heaven.
Amen.
The Bible said that same spirit.
Praise
that quickened Jesus Christ's body and raised him from the dead. Thank you, Jesus. That same spirit will quicken your mortal body. Thank you, Jesus. Without
Amen.
The Holy Ghost, when he come up with the trumpet sound, he gonna come with a shout. According to the Bible,
preach the word.
He come with a shout, and the trumpet gonna sound, and the dead in Christ gonna rise first. Red
Amen.
Down. And first Thessalonians 4 chapter, and the dead in Christ gonna rise first. But watch this now. Without the Holy Ghost, you ain't gonna be able to hear
Amen.
That trumpet. And if you die sin, you gonna stay right there. When the trumpet sound, you ain't gonna get up until it's time to be judged.
Preach it.
That's why you need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost in your everyday life. You need the Holy Ghost. Good God,
thank you, Jesus.
He'll talk to you. He'll walk in you. And you, his people, and we is God.
Amen.
You got to have the Holy Ghost.
Got to have it.
Holy Ghost, praise. The Bible said in Romans 8:9, but ye are not in the flesh, see that? But in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Watch this. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is not of his. Now, ain't that plain? I said, isn't that plain? Without the Holy Ghost, you not of his. And if you ain't his, you belong to the devil.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
it's that. A hurting thing for a mama to tell her son, you ain't mine. So, hallelujah. It's a hurting thing for a daddy to tell a child, he ain't mine.
Praise that.
But good God, mine. But that's why the Bible says the body without the spirit is dead.
Amen.
That's why these women put on and paint up. They don't have their Holy Ghost. That's why they got tattoos all over their
Praise
body.
The word. You
all
the
upside
word.
Their head. All up under their neck. All across their breath. All on their arms. Good
Amen.
God, my, without their Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You don't have no guidance. Matter of fact, without the Holy Ghost, you ain't got good sense. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the word.
But the Bible says, he'll lead you and guide you to all truth.
Amen.
Without the Holy Ghost, you ain't got not two spirits out there. Spirit of God, which is the Holy Ghost,
Amen.
And the spirit of the devil. One of
Praise
them
that.
Gonna lead you. I'll be led by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Good God Almighty. My mind goes back. One of my favorite scriptures while Peter was preaching in Cornelius' house in the 10th chapter of Acts. He preached Jesus. He preached and preached. And the Bible said the Holy Ghost fell on
Praise
them,
that.
Which heard them. Hallelujah. And they began to speak with tongues. Ain't nobody lay hands on them
Amen.
Now. It's just the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what we need, brother and sister. You need the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. That's why your preacher can't lead right.
Amen.
He don't have the Holy Ghost. That's why the preacher can't keep his hand off of them women. He need the Holy Ghost. That's why these women can't dress right. They need the Holy Ghost. That's why these men walk around here all around their face.
Praise
all that. Up on their chin, looking like something wise.
Say that.
You need the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
But the Bible said the Holy Ghost will teach you and lead you to all truth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hear the baby, hear it.
The Holy Ghost.
Thank
got
you,
to have the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
First, you got to get baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence, speaking in tongues, walk holy, talk holy.
Yes.
Jesus said, be holy. He's the Holy God. So we got to be holy, too.
Uh-huh.
If I got to be holy, you got to be holy, too. God is calling y'all. He said, tell my people that I'm coming. Tell them to take on my name, get baptized in my name, because I died for you, waiting with his arm wide open.
Uh-huh.
Come, my people. Jesus loves you.
Yes.
We love you. Crying out for your soul.
Yes.
When it's time to come out those britches. This time, old tight britches, old tight skirts, you say how to walk in them. It cover up your bosom. Stop cutting your hair.
Yes.
Stop dyeing your hair all kind of color.
Thank
Let
God.
It stay like God give it to you. He said, tell my people that I'm coming. Tell them I'm coming. Take on his name. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. God is a good God. All day to see. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
Woo, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Come by the Holy Ghost.
Ooh, Holy Ghost.
You need the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And the Bible said, Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
And good God Almighty.
Uh-huh.
In Acts 5:32, and we are his witness of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost,
yes.
whom God has given to them that obey him. Good God
Thank
Almighty.
You, Jesus.
If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're not obeying him.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Then he went on to say,
hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In 2 Corinthians 6:16, and what agreement had the temple of God with idols, and ye are the temple of the living God.
Amen.
As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them,
yes.
and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Hallelujah.
That means you got to have the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you need the Holy Ghost in your everyday
Amen.
Life. You need the Holy Ghost to lay hands on the sick.
Hallelujah.
You need the Holy Ghost to preach the gospel. That's why Paul said, no man, our good God can say that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost, you can't do nothing but the Holy
Amen.
Ghost. You need him every day.
Amen.
You need him every hour. Good God
yes, Lord.
You need the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
It only go to heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
We got the Holy Ghost.
Praise
I said,
that.
Don't die without the Holy Ghost.
Ghost.
Don't die without the Holy
Amen.
Ghost. In these last and evil days, when everything going on, everything going down, children getting killed, hallelujah, getting
Amen.
Cut down. Good God,
hallelujah.
If you need to like you do animals, hallelujah. Somebody need to pray.
Pray it.
That's why the Bible said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves, pray. Good God Almighty, turn from their wicked ways. Seek my face, then I'll hear from heaven. But you need the Holy Ghost. That's why you got to have power. That's why Jesus said in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost
come upon you. Amen.
Then he picked it up in the 2nd chapter of Acts when they're all there on 1 o'clock. They were all up there.
Preach
120
it.
In the upper room.
Hallelujah.
And all of a sudden, good God Almighty, it sound as a rushing mighty wind.
Amen.
And it filled all the houses. Good God Almighty. And he began to speak in tongue as the Spirit gave utterance. Peter went on to preach. And when Peter was in the middle of the preaching, somebody said, what shall we do? What shall we do? Peter said, repent, every one of you. Get ready in Acts 2:38 and get baptized. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Only way. Get your sin washed away. Only way. You can be. Hallelujah. Washed clean. Only way. Your sin will be remitted. Only way. Your sin will be done away with. You got to go down in that water.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
According to the Romans 6 chapter, how about the first 17 verses? Hallelujah. You need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You need the Holy Ghost. That's why you can't live right. You need the Holy Ghost. That's why you mean you can't control lust. You need the Holy Ghost. If homosexuals had the Holy Ghost, there wouldn't be no homosexuals.
Praise the word. You're in the word.
Out of God. God made man and God made woman. He ain't made no in-between. That's why Paul said, it's good for a man not to touch a woman. It's good for a man. Good God Almighty, not to touch a woman. But in all the avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife. Wife. Let every woman have her own husband. He ain't said nobody know. Every man have his own man.
Preach it. You in the word?
Have his own wife. He said, let every man have his own wife. Homosexual.
Amen.
Going to hell. Lesbian. Going to hell. LPG, whatever that is, they're going to hell.
That.
If you're not lining up with the Lord Jesus, you're going to
hallelujah.
Hell.
Hallelujah.
That's why the Bible said, hallelujah, we need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We need the Holy Ghost. Therefore, I give unto you understanding. There's no man speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus a curse. And that no man can say that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 12:3. We need the Holy Ghost, y'all.
Amen.
In our everyday life.
That's
why you're miserable. That's why things don't line up for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need the Holy Ghost. The Bible says if we have hope only in this world, we are most miserable man. You're most miserable old woman.
Praise
God. You need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And guide you. Jesus told the disciple, hallelujah, I got to go.
In that season that I go.
Because if I don't go, the Holy Ghost won't come.
Amen.
I got to send a comforter. Because y'all going to need a comforter. Because Jesus was saying, I'm going to leave here. I got to go back to the throne. And put on my rightful garment, which is God Almighty. But you need some help down here. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And that's why Jesus told him to go tarry to Jerusalem.
Amen.
It's right there in the 24th chapter of St. Luke. You preachers ain't preaching that. Thank you, Jesus.
Preach the word.
Holy
you in the word.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Good God Almighty. We gone.
Hallelujah.
We don't want to go, but
amen.
It's good to us. In Jesus'
your name.
Hallelujah. Need the Holy Ghost.
God bless you. We love you in Jesus' name. Come on, get saved, baptized in Jesus' name. Come on, go to heaven with us.
Don't die without it.
You've been listening to God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson, trailblazers for Jesus. You can correspond with them at P.O. Box 8321, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301. Or phone them at 919-394-8262. Be sure to join us next time for God's Spoken Word. KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. WIDKQJOFM.
Don't start now.
Praising Him.
So many times we feel lost because we've strayed away or somehow lost our way. And you feel that what you've done you cannot recover from. But remember the word says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Forgive me, Lord, it's me again. Forgive me, Lord, it's me again. I've disobeyed your word. I've slipped out of your will. Regretful I stand.
KAYT Lake Charles 100.1.